Well, Terry, there's a big match at 1 a.m. on Sunday when the South African Springboks take on the Wallabies at Newlands. Big match for the Wallabies. Haven't won in Cape Town in 22 years, and we're lucky enough to have their number 10 on the phone now, Bernard Foley. G'day, Bernard.
G'day, guys.
How are you? Good. Thanks for joining us. How are you feeling ahead of this big match?
I think we're quietly very quietly confident. I think the side has progressed really nicely this week. We sort of had a week off after we played them last time, and then the Argies had a week off, and then we got over here earlier in the week, and it's been a really good preparation, and I think we're just really excited about the challenge.
Andrew mentioned that drought over there in Cape Town. As Ewan McKenzie, he played in the last Wallabies team to ever win against the South Africans in Cape Town. Bernard, has he pulled out the old black and white footage and showed you yet?
No, he does, draw on those moments and just, the obstacles we're going to overcome. It's a hostile environment over here, and the South Africans actually really grow an extra leg, especially when you're playing at home. So for us, there's a lot of different factors to consider, but I think when we run out there on Saturday afternoon, it's going to be an exciting challenge for us, and one that we want to try and reverse all these years that it's been dry for.
Do you bring up history at all? It's funny, here in Sydney this week, mate, though, everyone's been talking about South Sydney in 43 years since they won a comp. Yeah. Do you guys talk about history at all in the lead up to this match?
No, not at all. I think it's a different squad and another year, so everyone's very optimistic. I think the preparation that's gone into this game has been, near perfect. And I know that doesn't count for too much on Saturday, but amongst the squad, there's a lot of confidence. Guys have, gelled really well, and playing in a tightening squad, just have that belief that you can go out there and get the job done. So we haven't really spoken about the history. We know that it is a tough challenge, and a lot of guys have played here before, and with provincial sides, they've won. So it's not like there's a big hoodoo here, but something that we want to reverse for sure.
Mate, you don't have a lot of time in the Wallaby jersey together with your halves partner in Nick Phipps, but you certainly know his game very well, and he knows yours very well, winning the Super Rugby title with him.
Yeah, Nick and I, we've known each other for a long time. We actually played Colts together a few years back. So I've spent a fair bit of time with Nick, and, I think it's great to have him in the jersey, the gold jersey next year. That sort of familiarity, it makes my job a lot easier. And hopefully, we can serve the team well on Saturday night and get this result. I think the best thing about Nick and I is that, our intentions are very similar, and we want to play a game that's entertaining, and that we get the hands on the ball a lot. So, it's looking forward to playing with him and the rest of the guys on Saturday night.
Bernard, if you read some of the newspaper reports, you would have thought the Wallabies were absolutely floundering at the moment. You've lost one game in 11. Do you think some of the criticism around the team's too much, or was that defeat against the All Blacks, is that the benchmark that everyone seems to judge the Wallabies on?
Yeah, I think it is rather disappointing, the negative flak that the team has sort of copped. I think, the past 12 months, the team's really gelled together nicely, and they've built on, the previous results, or week to week, they're sort of combinations are coming together. People are getting more familiar with the setup, and what are the demands of international rugby. I think the All Blacks are definitely the benchmark, and that's something we're striving to get to. But along the way, the more milestones that we can achieve, and the games we win, whether they be big wins or tight ones, is invaluable, especially for leading up to the World Cup next year. And I think for us, that we might want to be winning attractively, but when that doesn't happen, winning is something very special, and international rugby doesn't just allow it. So you got to work hard for it. So
it must be tough. It must be tough. Know. Sorry, mate. It must be tough for you, considering all five tests that you've started in, you've won.
Not even that. I think the results from the guys and the effort that put it in, it should be reflecting in the crowds and the media. I think, the Wallabies are pretty special, and everyone does want them to do well, and that's our intentions. But that as soon as we lose one game or we win ugly, everyone gets off us is disappointing. So it's exciting for us that we can go out there and rectify that this weekend, and hopefully change the perceptions and build to where we towards our goal, which is next year.
Well, mate, it's a hell of a weekend for our football codes, Bernard. We've got the AFL Grand Final, we've got the preliminary finals in the Rugby League, and we've got you guys, the Wallabies, taking on South Africa. And let's hope you do break that hoodoo, mate, and we'll be up early. It's going to be a long weekend, let me tell you.
Up early, you'll just be getting home, Terry. Just be getting home from the clubs.
1 a.m. Sydney time. 1 a.m. Sydney time.
It's when you
time.
Do your best work.
Yeah, you may be right. And you be careful of those nightclubs over there in Cape Town, Bernard.
Yeah, I will. I think we're on about a 5 o'clock flight out the next morning. So, I don't think it'll be too much time for that, unfortunately.
Stop Wendell.
Yeah, no, appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much. And good luck to our neighbours at Moore Park there, the Swannies. Hopefully they can get the result done.
Good on you, mate. You've had a great year. Keep it going on the weekend against South Africa. Bernard Foley, the Wallabies fly half.